I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. Clouds will stick with us today. We'll see a high near 85 degrees with a light north wind. The General Assembly was back in session yesterday for day two of the special school funding session. They gaveled in and out in a matter of minutes, and after that, Governor Bruce Rauner and GOP leaders scolded Democrats. Reporter Daisy Contreras was there.
Rauner wants the Democrats' school funding plan on his desk so he can use his veto pen to slash certain portions. But majority leaders have held it for almost 2 months, fearing the governor will change it without their input. Rauner called on those in the Democratic leadership to do their part.
President Cullerton, Speaker Madigan, turn in your homework. You passed a bill to fund our schools, but you're hiding it. You're sitting on it, doing nothing with it.
Earlier in the week, Madigan and Cullerton said it was Governor Rauner who did not want to negotiate or meet for discussions. They plan to deliver the measure by Monday, meeting or no meeting. I'm Daisy Contreras.
The special session continues today in Springfield. Illinois Secretary of Education Beth Purvis raised questions yesterday about why schools are still waiting to be reimbursed for transportation, special education, and other costs. On WGN Radio, she suggested Controller Susana Mendoza, a Democrat, is to blame and that she's creating a crisis. Mendoza says she simply doesn't have enough cash on hand.
We only have $254 million, and it's true. There are over $800 million that are still pending in categorical payments, but without the money in the account, it would be the equivalent of writing a bounced check. And the governor and his education secretary know that. They're just trying to misinform the public as to what the truth is.
Mendoza also says she has to pay the state's overdue Medicaid bills first. She blames Governor Bruce Rauner for allowing the state's backlog of bills to grow during his two-year budget impasse. For the third year in a row, a librarian from south of Interstate 70 is the late Librarian of the Year in the state. Diana Brawley-Sussman is director of the Carbondale Public Library and has been named the 2017 Illinois Librarian of the Year. Sussman's been a librarian in Illinois for nearly 20 years. Prior to that, she worked for the Shawnee Library System at the Southern Illinois Talking Book Center. In addition to the traditional duties of running a library, she's also been instrumental in the formation of the Nonviolent Carbondale Initiative, a program designed to increase tolerance and awareness of diversity in the city. Sussman will be presented with the honor later this fall at the Illinois Library Association's annual conference in Tinley Park. We're going to see a mostly cloudy sky today. Cooler temperatures, though, a high around 85 degrees. North winds will be light at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear tonight, low 64, and the weekend looks nice as well, with temperatures in the low 80s in the afternoon and lows dipping to around 60 under a clear sky. I'm Jennifer Fuller.